AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A federal employee union says the hacker attack on government employees involved personnel data and social security numbers for every employee. J. David Cox, president of the American Federal of Government Employees, says this is far worse than what the Obama administration has acknowledged. The search for convicted killers and prison escapees Richard Matt and David Sweat is concentrating in an area in upstate New York, not far from the prison where they broke out of.
We're looking underneath every rock, behind every tree, and inside every structure until we catch these two.
Jennifer Fleischman is with New York State Police. The strategy follows information from a source that a prison employee was supposed to be the getaway driver for the men after the prison break, but she never showed up. The Obama administration is making a big push to get the House to pass President Obama's fast-track trade authority.
For the second day in a row, top administration officials came to Capitol Hill to try to win over enough House Democrats to pass the measure. House Speaker John Boehner, meanwhile, talked to the president, who he said is pushing for Democratic support.
He's working at this, and I hope his efforts are successful.
Though he said he's encouraged, Boehner would not predict victory.
I'm not in the guaranteeing business. We're working hard to get there.
The Friday vote is shaping up to be very close. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Prosecutor in France says Andreas Lubitz, the co-pilot who crashed a Germanwings plane into the Alps, had feared he was losing his eyesight. The AP's Jamie Keaton reports doctors who saw him felt he was unfit to fly.
The doctors in Germany did not report their concerns about Andreas Lubitz, the co-pilot, because of German patient privacy laws.
Closing bell is sounded on Wall Street. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 41 points. This is AP Radio News. Christopher Lee has died. He played Dracula. He was in Lord of the Rings and was in Star Wars.
Master Kenobi, you disappoint me. Yoda holds you in such high esteem.
Christopher Lee had this moment in 1978, introducing a musical guest on Saturday Night Live.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to meet Loaf.
Christopher Lee was 93. Jazz legend Ornette Coleman has died. Coleman pioneered free jazz and was only the second jazz artist to win the Pulitzer Prize in music. Coleman became one of the world's most respected musicians, his contributions to jazz sometimes compared to those of Louis Armstrong and Charlie Parker. Ornette Coleman died in New York. He was 85. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.